From the bustling streets to the quiet corners, every town in Ireland has a story to tell. I'm Alison Curtis, and in this series, we're hitting the road to uncover the heart and soul of communities across the country. We'll be meeting people who make these places special, hear their challenges and triumphs, and celebrate the unique spirit that makes each town its own. So buckle up and join me as we discover the magic of my town, only on Today FM. Well, I'm here on the road again, heading to the charming town of Athy in County Kildare.
Your next stop is Athy in 79.1 kilometres.
Athy, a town steeped in history, nestled along the River Barrow. It's known for its friendly locals, vibrant community spirit, and did I mention it's the hometown of the internationally acclaimed band Picture This? You know them. Since forming in 2015, the lads have taken the music world by storm with their catchy tunes and infectious energy. They've sold out stadiums, bagged themselves number one singles and albums, have amassed millions and millions of streams, and even once played the roof of the Empire State Building in New York City. We're talking about Ryan Hennessy on vocals, Jimmy Rainsford on drums, Owen Cardiff on guitar, and Cliff Dean on bass. And today, they're taking a break from their busy schedule to give us a tour of their beloved Athy.
I think it's important to remember when you come from a council estate. Some people use it as like a chain, you know, it's like it's keeping them down. But for me, growing up there and for us growing up in Athy, instead of using it as like a thing that's holding us back, we used it as a thing that could propel us. You know what I mean? We'd bring the town with us.
Athy, like every other town, does have hidden gems. Just being able to uncover that and remember that you're from a small town and people will back you up. You know, they will back you up no matter what you want to do. We are the proof of that.
The kind of culture of where we grew up was belief. And that was kind of the superpower that we had, was we believed that we could do anything.
So, the lads have asked me to meet them here at Anderson's Pub. Apparently, this is where it all began for them. Right, first things first. Ryan, you better introduce yourself and this place.
Hey, it's Ryan and Picture This, and we are here in Anderson's Pub in Athy, the pub that gave us all a career, I think. And we're sitting in our usual spots where we'd usually have pints, but today we're talking about the history of Anderson's, Picture This, and Athy.
It feels weird being in here when it's empty. I've only ever been here when it's full wedged of people, which it usually is. But yeah, it feels great. This is like, very important place, I think, for anybody in Athy growing up.
I imagine part of it is because it's in the town square, so I would have a lot of like, it's kind of where everybody would congregate anyway. But it's also just, I think, I don't know, from my perspective, when I was growing up, it was always a great music pub in terms of like, everybody in here were such music fans and lovers, not even in terms of like they have shows here and stuff, but just everybody was just like into music and art and sport and everything that I was into, and that's kind of what everybody in the town is into. So it's just like the meeting place for everybody. Everyone just congregates on Anderson's.
My girlfriend is from the States and her mom came over there recently, and she had never been to an Irish pub and drink Guinness, and like I was telling her this is just the best experience ever. And it was a bar in Galway with a guy playing acoustic, and they went in and they were just floored when they seen the real deal and a guy singing in the corner and pints. You know, it was just, they were floored and they got us. And it is that friendly kind of atmosphere, all about music and about art and about creativity and friendship.
For me, my older brother used to come here. So that was my introduction. And it was actually the first time I've ever had a drink with my brother was in at this pub, because he kind of got me in. And that was kind of the start of my relationship with the place. And then in the year prior to Picture This, I was in a band called Bohemian, which was like a, you couldn't really call it a pub band because we played mostly originals with a few kind of covers in there. And this was our first, exactly where we're sitting. They used to bring out like a big, what would you even call it, for the stage, just a big, we're sitting on the stage, this is the stage, and they just bring out a wooden mine and not the stage. And that was my first ever live performance, was right here where we're sitting. And that was where I caught the bug of live performance, and it was packed pub, and it was amazing because it was like all of my friends that I'd usually be drinking here with, and it was their first time seeing me be kind of a different entity than what they're used to.
Being a drummer, I was in a few different bands, and you know, I started playing gigs all ages gigs. So before 6 o'clock, you could play obviously in a pub, and I was very, very young. But then I do remember coming to see Ryan's band play, and it might have been your first gig, but it was the first time I saw the band. I was standing there right by those stools because I came in on my own, and I'm socially awkward in general if I don't know people. So I stood there, and because I half knew someone, I was like, hey, it's me, like, I'm here. But I remember watching Ryan's band play, and I remember thinking in my head, like, I have to get involved somehow, because this is my ticket to, you know, a music career. And I genuinely remember thinking that, standing there.
I think this was the second pub I've ever played in, and that I've played here. I don't know how many times I've played here. I actually worked here as well for 5 years, so I was in Barrel. I was the head honcho here. I ran this place. Yeah, I fixed by this. It was a good place to work, you know. Son and Dave were great people in town, and, you know, you could get roped into anything here. Like, John had a farm as well, so you could be in here stocking bells on Saturday morning next time you're out herding cattle or dozing cattle. So it was good times. You know, you could play in another pub and, you know, people probably won't really pay attention to you down the back. But when you're in here, like, everyone's into it and having a good time. You used to have a net with full of balloons, and that could rip down and balloons go everywhere. So it was one of the best gigs. For me, when I was starting, it was just like posting songs on like YouTube and Facebook and like covers and me singing. And Dave came to me to be like you should play a show. And I never would have done that. Like, it was him showing the initiative to be like, come here and play a show. Like, I'll let you play a show here. We have a great long-term bond as well. Like, Dave's come to see us playing. I'll never forget standing on stage in 2019 in Seattle and seeing a lad walking through the crowd and being like, he looks exactly like Dave Anderson. I looked a bit closer, and it actually wasn't him. It was his brother who lives in Seattle. Then I was like, the guy beside him looks exactly like Dave Anderson. It was Dave. So he flew to see us, and yeah, he'd just go and he would never ask for like tickets or anything like that. And he literally gave us, me, my start in live performance, and never ever asked for anything. And would just, like, you'd see him in Seattle or in London or at a festival in some random country.
People would come to the gigs and not tell you they're coming. They would just support, they would buy, they'll do everything for you to make sure that you're successful. And when we first started, everyone in Italia was sharing Take My Hand, that then leaks into other counties. It just kind of came out of here. And people from Italia don't take credit for that. They're the main reason probably that we're successful in the first place.
The music you love. Today FM.
Next stop, Clonmullen Football Club. This is where Ryan grew up playing football, and it's clearly a big part of the Athai community.
Clonmullen Football Club is on your left in 100 metres.
Ryan, I hear you have a very special connection to this place.
So we sponsored a couple of things over the years, like just training gear and stuff. I always wanted to make a jersey, because for me, when I was playing with Clonmullen, we didn't have the best gear and weren't, you'd be taking the nipples off you, like, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. So I wanted to make a really high-end piece for the club, and Kohan at the Hick is Paul Galvin, who's a good friend of ours. This is his brand. So I made it in collaboration with Paul, and I wanted to make the kind of check is to signify, like, the club has a great reputation as this kind of dangerous kind of atmosphere and club. So this is kind of the black and white check, because, like, when you see, like, car racing and all that, has that kind of edge. So I wanted to represent the club and the culture of the club within the jersey.
And I'm guessing this guy right here is Coach Barry. So tell us about, when did you get involved?
The club was formed in 1995, and I'm probably involved as a player initially in 1998, and then obviously just transitioned from retirement, and then I come back and start coaching and managing the team. We would have come into the Clare District League probably tier 6, division 6 level. Currently we're the senior champions in the county, and we won our first trophy, the senior cup, last year wearing the picturesque jerseys. It's hugely important to the community. We play our home games on a Saturday evening, and I think everybody in this state kind of builds their Saturday around that. We'd have literally 500 people at the bigger games here. We actually competed well in Leinster last year, and I think we had about 1,000 people down here. Again, all the community come out with their flags. It's a huge part of the life to be very supportive of the club over the years, I would say, both financially and with their support. And it gives us that edge as well to go and do well. It's all father and son combinations. Ryan's dad, Eddie, again, they both tried for the club. Myself, my own son is playing now as well. So like, it's all community thing. It's cousins, it's brothers, and all from a little estate in Antalya, which is terrific.
Barry was always, I found, ahead of his time in terms of how he would talk to you. And because, like, you know, when it comes to football clubs and football club culture, can be very harsh and unforgiving. But one of my favourite things, I never said this to you, but one of my favourite things is something that Ari said, where he used to always say, get on the ball and express yourself, which is not the type of language you would hear within a football club very often. And I always loved that, and I knew exactly what he meant by it. You know what I mean? And take everybody else did. So he created this culture within Clamudian that was very forward thinking, and it's a huge reason why the club is so successful today.
Brian was an excellent player for his he would have grown up on the estate playing football with his friends and so forth. And I know every kid like grows up wanting to play for Liverpool and for Man United. Ryan was probably the same, but he wanted to play for Clamudian as well on that journey,
yeah.
I would say.
So,
his dad would say to me every year, this fella's looking to play. He's looking to play. Oh, what is, you know, 12? No. Next year, 13, he wants to play. No. So you would have had an involvement in Gaelic football. So Ryan was always athletic and kind of aggressive in his play. And at 15 years of age, he's probably the youngest player to ever have played for a senior team, still to this day, actually. It was unbelievable. He just came in. I don't think anyone had to put the arm around you and mind you. It was just, there's the number two. That's yours for the next 4 or 5 years. And he was, look, he was a star. I don't mind saying it. He was actually at elite level. If he hadn't went into this current career, I think he could have led at the top level in the country. I really believe that.
Everything at my house just revolves around football. I see that, like, with people when they talk to say, well, you know, when I was younger, all I did was play football. But for me, like, I literally didn't do anything else, only play football. I didn't learn how to cycle or swim or anything like that until I was way older. Didn't know anything about these TV programs or films that all these people had seen, because I was literally just on the street 24/7 playing football, and my whole world revolved around going to watch the games on a Sunday. And then I'd always be in the pub with all the lads after, because they're an amazing elite level club, but they're all mental as well, you know what I mean? That's what I love about this pub. Thanks, Ryan. Just great characters, you know what I mean? Just, and that's what you want to be around, is just like these kind of stoic men that taught me a lot.
And to my left, there's a dashing young man. What's your name?
My name's Devin Germain. I grew up in the same estate here as Ryan. I lived there my whole life since I was a young kid. So we obviously know each other since
as long as I can remember.
We were the best of friends as kids, but we were in the same friend circle growing up. And that's when we got into secondary school. We finally became best friends then.
He's not giving us half enough credit here, because Devin's actually heavily involved in the story of the band and of Take My Hand. Because what happened was, I had written Take My Hand at home in my bedroom. And then I came down, we were going out on a night out, me and Devin and all the boys. We were pre-drinking in Devin's house. And then all the boys left to go downtown. It was just me and Devin left. He was always the last to get ready. He had to get a shower and all that. So I was just like waiting for him. But they used to always get me to bring the guitar down and like play a few like covers or whatever. And I remember Devin saying to me, he was the first person, I think, really, that was like, play me one of your own songs. You have any of your own songs? And I had just written Take My Hand. And the three of us sat there and everyone else had gone down to the pub. And I played Take My Hand from start to finish, first time I ever sung in front of anybody in the world. And Devin was just like, he was blown away at the time. I always tell the story that he had tears in his eyes. I'm sorry, but you did. In tears in his eyes, a few cans in him. It was an amazing moment. And it was like, I couldn't believe that we got that reaction. And then we just went to a night out. I kind of forgot about it and we went to a night out. But then the next morning, there was a knock on the door. And I woke up kind of dazed. And it was Devin. And he had his car outside and a guitar in the car. And he said, come with me, I'm going to record you playing that song and you're going to post it online. And then never would have done that if it wasn't for that.
Take my hand, we can go walking.
When he played it, I just knew, like, as he said, I cried. I, 2015, I was a 24-year-old man, I don't cry. Now, as he said, I was a few cans deep, so that could have added to the equation. But yeah, there was tears in my eyes. Pride, like, you know what I mean? As I said, I went to all the shows. I knew there was something there with Ryan. I knew something was going to happen. And I just had a feeling that he needed to record it. I don't know what came across me, but he said no to me a couple of times. He said, I'm not going with you. I said, yeah, come on. And I was after finding this place with a college project a couple of years before. And I said, this is the perfect place for it. It's just outside the town, Milford. It's a lovely cell. And just kidnapped him, basically.
You're all that I'm feeling. You're all that I'm needing. And I'll be the one who's kicking it. go home every evening. Oh yeah. You're feeding the same.
I'm aware that a lot of other people's friends and friend groups would have kind of been, you know, have taken piss out of him and been a bit jealous or bitter, you know, but I bring the lads along on the journey as much as I can and see them as much as I can, because they're so part of my makeup, you know what I mean? And a lot of the boys are, I'm the person who I am because of our memories together and everything that we went through and growing up in an estate like Clamullion, which can get a bad rap from the rest of the town and surrounding areas. And the people here are just salt of the earth, my best friends in the world, and people that have shown me the most compassion and gratitude and support. So, like, there's no way that I could ever forget that. It's just in me, like I'm Clamullion true and true, and a Thai true and true, and I always will be. And that's what's amazing about this club that a lot of people don't realise is you've got a lot of town clubs. Like, we're in a Thai, there's a Thai and all that, and they're their own thing. But this is from a council estate. And they're, like Barry mentioned to you off camera, they're unbeaten the last 7 years here. This is a fortress. When people come down, you're coming into our backyard. Like, you know what I mean? And like Barry was saying, there's literally could be 500 people here. And it's all from the estates and families coming from all over the town. It just feels like, when a Clamullion player here, you're playing with a tough man because you have the whole estate behind you, and they're intimidating. You know what I mean? They're intimidating guys. So I wouldn't like to be not from Clamullion and come down to play here. I would find it very intimidating.
We're off to a Thaw Youth Club now. This place was a big part of Jimmy and Owen's lives growing up. This place is buzzing. I can see why you lads spent so much time here.
We started coming here in mid-2000s. But the club had been open 60 years already at that point.
I'm 82 this year. Okay, that's what he's getting at.
Billy, you've clearly had a big impact on these guys. Talk us through it.
When it was founded in 1956, it was a language revival movement. It started and moved a few places around. We were always being moved. If we were in a place for the night and a group of parents or something had a meeting or something like that, our lad were thrown out. So eventually we campaigned and this kind of thing, and the Lions Club answered our response and said it's St. Patrick's Day Parade that our crowd put in a big float and that kind of thing. And the Lions Club decided to sponsor the setting up of this place. So we've been here since. That was in 1983.
I don't know if there will be a youth club like this one anywhere else, because of, I think, how special this one was. And Billy has dedicated his whole life to this, you know, and making sure the generations and generations of a Thai had somewhere to go.
Music was essential here. All of us, all over the years. Well, yes, sir. Music was great. Now, it's changed completely and the membership is much... I remember the night that you were talking about there, there were over 100 here and they were squeezed in everywhere, and Grant Calf and some of them, and there were Lions Club people came up and said, oh, we better get over here, kind of. But it was great. And there were loads of parties and fundraisers and things like that, because we had to raise our own funds and that kind of thing, you know. It was good. People were friendly and they still are. Tenants were waiting outside my gate last night to beg Amy Carrick's in my house, I call it. They were in it, I suppose, up to 40 years ago.
When you're growing up in a small town and you've got sports, a lot of sports in Athy and a lot of sports in Ireland in general, there's not really anywhere for music. And this was the main place where we'd all come for those kind of more creative ideas.
Did play sports as well, but it was a lot about social gathering. We wouldn't use our phones.
You were just, I think you were supported if you wanted to do something creative. you would be supportive and Billy would have always supported and push us enough. It was an outlet rather than having, you know, sport, or if you weren't interested in things that the mass people were interested in, you could express it here. A very close bond.
Like everything was accepted, like every kind of use it. Like we kind of grew up predominantly listening to certain like heavy metal and stuff. But you could play anything up here and everyone was there, no one bat an eyelid or slagging for it. Or there was no bullying or...
And ageless as well. You get all different years, different schools, different religions, different everything. And everyone's just best friends. But it was stern at times and you needed a little bit of that. Because it could have been just chaotic. But there was structure and that's what you need when you're a creative type of person and you're thinking a lot of different things and you want to explore different things. You need some structure by somebody to be able to follow that. And that was great for us growing up, that Billy gave us some kind of structure to follow. You know, you don't have to go to the pub and drink. You know, you don't have to be quiet if you're playing music. You can express. And having that support, even if it was slight, and having that structure and that sternness, I think did help us. We'd done a free show in the GA for the town, like 5,000 people. The reason we wanted to do something like that is because, you know, you have people like up in Clamullion, like Ryan was talking about, people who helped him grow up. You had Billy who helped us grow up. You know, that was very deep rooted in us, high being that kind of person, you know, and us doing that was us trying to be like, this is what as high town is about. You know, you help each other. That night, all the taxis ran for free, you know, because it's just, that's the way small Irish towns are, you know, and there's a great power in that when people do come together and they come together for the right reasons and want to make a positive difference and positive change. That's what the youth club is really all about, is how can we make a positive impact?
Athy, a town that's clearly nurtured talent, fostered dreams and created lasting bonds. It's a place where a community spirit thrives and where the journey of Picture This began. We've seen the heart of this community in Athy. The way people support each other, engage in each other's lives, celebrate and nurture their shared passions, and create a safe space for them to thrive. It really does take a village to raise a child, and in Athy, it takes a village to raise a band. They've built a community that is strong, vibrant, and full of music, and Ryan, Jimmy, Owen, and Cliff are a testament to that. And it's a place they'll never forget. My Town is presented by me, Alison Curtis. Audio by Cathal O'Sullivan. Scripting and sound design by Lachlan Hart. Researcher, Shannon Kenny. Executive producer, Mark Lenihan. This project is co-funded by Commission Naman under the Sound and Vision Scheme.